spending my summer vacation at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, no way.
Why not?
Think about it, Dan. You make us go on some long, sweaty car trip just so you can look down a big hole. You don't want any of us standing behind you.
Okay. Show of hands. Who doesn't want to go to the Grand Canyon this summer? All right. You don't want to do anything as a family? Fine. We'll spend the summer in the inflatable pool.
Ooh, show of hands. Meeting adjourned.
See you next year.
Yeah. Where do you think you're going?
Basketball.
Bye.
No, you're going to do the dishes or else you're not getting your allowance next week.
Deal. Thanks.
Well, I guess a $3 thread ain't what it used to be. Becky!
No!
They don't even try to humor us anymore. How come I got 3 kids and a husband and I end up doing all the grunt work?
The beauty part is you actually grunt while you're doing it.
I want a dishwasher!
You know, we've been all through this, Roseanne. The kitchen wasn't designed for one. You don't have the right kind of plumbing, you'd lose half your cabinet space. Trust me, I'm a professional contractor. It can't be done.
Well, then I want you to go in there and build me that shelf by the front door there like I want.
Well, that's a whole other ball of worms there now. You ain't got the right kind of wall studs in there, and the whole unit will fall right over.
You never build me nothing.
Hey, what about this fabulous service porch I built you for your washer and dryer?
Oh, yeah, just because you got tired of watching me do the laundry in the rain.
Hey!
Hey.
You didn't tell me the new neighbors were moving in today. What's the story? What are they like?
I don't know.
Yeah, like you haven't been watching through the window all morning.
Okay, well, the husband, Darren, he's in advertising. And then they have this real cute little girl, Tabitha, but the wife, I don't know, something's wrong with her. I think she's a witch.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
He's Todd. He just moved in next door. He's my new best friend.
Well, hi, Todd. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Can Todd camp out in the backyard with you and me next week?
Sure, if it's okay with his folks.
Great. Do you have to come?
It's my tent.
It'll be okay.
Yeah, I burp real good.
Prove it.
Well, you're on, Dan. You better hold on to the table there, Todd.
Yeah, you're not wearing anything flammable, are you, boy?
Hi, I'm Kathy Bowman. I was looking for my son, Todd. Did he come over here?
Oh, yeah, you're the new neighbor. Yeah, come on in. I'm Roseanne Connor. That was my husband.
Oh.
Keep your hands off him.
So is Todd here?
Yeah. Hey, Todd, your mom's here!
Hey, hi, neighbor.
My husband, Dan, my sister, Jackie, hi. That's DJ, and you know Todd.
Mom, Mr. Connor, real cool.
Yes, I heard.
Oh, yeah. I could have done better, but I didn't want to hurt the lad.
Todd, honey, we've got a lot of packing to
do. Oh, Mom, DJ was just going to show me his room. It'll only take a minute.
Hey, yeah, while you're up there, show him how to make his bed, would you? Well, hey, do you want some coffee? I've got some. I've got some fudge, too. It's nowhere near as thick as the coffee, but it's pretty good.
Well, no, thanks.
Well, I'll sit down at least.
Oh, I can only stay a minute.
So, you guys been doing a lot of work over there the last couple months, huh?
I hope the workmen didn't bother you.
No.
Oh, no, except for one time when they came over and asked us to hold it down. Your turn.
So, where are you from?
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Oh, I love it there. There's so much going on, you know, with the restaurants and the museums and the theaters.
Huh? What? I'm sorry, I sneezed. I'm allergic to dust.
I just dusted.
Well, it's the only thing that makes me sneeze.
Hey,
You call that a sneeze?
See you later, DJ. Bye, Todd.
It's very nice meeting all of you. I'm sure I'll see you around.
Yeah, if you need anything, give us a call.
Oh, thanks.
Man, she is a witch.
No. Roseanne.
She hated my house.
She just sneezed, sort of.
She wouldn't sit down. She wouldn't have coffee. You know, she wouldn't even take two steps away from the door. She just couldn't wait to get out of here.
So she's nervous about new people.
Why? We're fun.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe she was a little uptight.
A little uptight? Hey, man, you couldn't drag a needle out of her butt with a tractor.
Remember, we're here because we're neighbors and we want to be friendly.
Now, I'm here looking for dust.
This isn't going to be pleasant, is it?
And you know what? If I find any dust, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to sneeze. And not one of them little needle butt sneezes neither. I'm going to blow along all over her living room.
Welcome, Wagon.
Welcome, Wagon.
Oh, how neighborly. Well, come on in. I'll just put this in the kitchen.
Neighborly.
Achoo!
My God, Roseanne, this is our house. Same floor plan, same stairs, same archway. It's the exact same house.
Man, this is the house I could have had if I would have married somebody better.
Thank you.
My husband's in the study. I'll just go get him.
Study? He turned our bedroom into a study.
Well, you turned the bathroom into a library. Look at that. You've been lying to me for 12 years.
What?
That there is the very shelf I told you I wanted, which you says I can't have on account of there wasn't the right studs in the wall.
Oh, oh, stand back, honey. That sucker's liable to fall over any minute. This place is a death trap.
Hey there, neighbors. Jerry Bowman.
Hey, Dan Connor. This is my wife, Roseanne.
Great to meet you. Boy, we lived in our apartment in Chicago for 9 years, and neighbors never once brought us cake. Come on, let's eat.
Man, I just can't believe how much your living room reminds me of ours.
Well, I'm not quite finished with it yet.
Remember, for better or for worse.
It's a dishwasher!
Why, I bet you had to tear out half the kitchen to get that sucker in there.
No, not really. At first, I thought there wasn't going to be room for a dishwasher, but then the contractor slid it right in. The whole thing took an hour.
Was there cake?
Yeah, come on, sit down.
You know, I don't have any coffee.
Well, why don't we go on over to our house and I'll make us a pot?
Boy, I'd love to, but I'm awfully tired.
Well, maybe we should do this another time.
Yeah,
then,
I'm sorry. We should have given you time to settle in.
Yeah. We just need a little time to settle in there. But, look, thanks for coming, and we'll do this another time, okay?
Okay. Okay. Good night, Jerry. Good night, Kathy.
Good night, Roseanne. Good night, Dan.
No coffee, I'm sure. She just couldn't wait to get us out of her house.
Honey, calm down. You'll feel better after a good night's sleep.
Oh, yeah. Like I'm going to get any sleep with all the noise you're going to be making building me that new shelf.
I'll try to keep it down.
You know, I'm over there at Buy and Bag and everything, so I see Kathy walking by, and I'm her neighbor and everything, so I go to wave at her, you know, hi, Kathy. Okay, She sees me, but she walks right by like she doesn't see me, you know? And so I'm standing there with, like, my hand in the air, you know? So then you know how you have to wave at somebody? So I end up waving at the produce manager, and now he thinks I have the hots for him.
I wish I could meet a guy in management.
I mean, I just don't get it, you know? Her kid plays with my kid. Her husband plays with my husband. I just don't know why she won't play with me.
What is it with you? You never used to worry about what people thought about you.
Oh, yeah, that's because everybody likes me.
Okay. What does Dan say, huh? He talks to that Jerry guy, right?
Well, yeah, well, he goes that she never wanted to leave Chicago in the first place, and she don't like it here that much. Well, big deal, you know. Nobody likes it here. That's why we watch so damn much TV.
Can I go now?
I suppose.
All right, bye. Roseanne.
Yeah?
I like you.
Oh, thanks, sis.
Of course, then I don't have to live next door to you.
Uh-huh.
$50, what a moron.
I didn't know it was a handicapped space, okay?
Oh, what, that little glow-in-the-dark wheelchair didn't tip you off?
Mom, look.
Oh, man, it's your very first ticket. It's just beautiful. I'm gonna put it up here on the fridge next to DJ's finger painting.
What am I gonna do?
Pay it.
How about if I say it blew off the car window?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I think the judge will go for that. Maybe it's like his first minute on the job.
Hi, Mom. Todd cut his arm.
Oh, geez, Darlene, get me a Band-Aid. What happened?
We were playing down where they're building the new supermarket.
I told you not to go down there. You could get hurt.
I didn't.
Oh, man, that's a beauty there, Todd. There you go. You better go home and show it to your mom now, okay? And tell her to dress you real warm for the camp out tonight.
Bye. See you tonight.
Where are you going? I'm not done yelling at you yet. Hey! I told you you're not supposed to go down to construction sites to play. It's dangerous and you could get hurt.
But Todd's never been to one before.
I don't care. That's what I told you and that's what I want you to do.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, go on upstairs.
Darlene, I was driving you to the mall, so you should pay half the ticket.
That's $25.
Okay, 15.
10.
12.50.
Now you pay the whole thing.
Oh, hi, Kathy. I was just cleaning up a little bit.
Todd told me that he cut his arm at some construction site. Did you know they were there?
Oh, yeah, they just told me.
Roseanne, I left him here assuming that you would keep an eye on him.
They took off on their bikes.
And you allow your son to just leave whenever he wants?
Yeah, I encourage it.
I don't know, Roseanne. I don't know, when my son takes off on his bike, I like to ask him where he's going. And if he tells me it's a place with broken glass and little pieces of metal, I say no.
Well, I just don't believe it. You're finally coming over here, but it's just to tell me that you're a better mom than I am.
I always know where my son is, Roseanne.
Well, I've got 3 kids and a job, and I can't be everywhere, okay? So I've got to trust my kids, and they're still alive, so I've obviously done something right.
So now you're a better mother because you have more children?
Yes. I have 3, and you only have 1. 3-1, get it? I have 3. I win.
Please.
Oh, you probably still sneak into Todd's room at night and check if he's breathing.
Yes,
amateur.
My son could have been seriously injured today, Roseanne.
Hey, we're talking about 8-year-old boys here, okay? Now, if you're gonna blame me for everything they do that you don't like, then just don't send Todd over here anymore.
That is exactly what I had in mind.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm gonna go with you one better, Kathy. I'm not sending DJ over to your house either because I don't need him picking up any of your attitude.
Oh, and just exactly what attitude is that?
That one right there. You know, the one where you think you're too damn good to live next door to me? Well, you're not. You're just some stressed out, overprotective snob who paid way too much for a house.
And how do you know how much
everybody
I
knows?
Look, just forget it, Roseanne. Forget it. I don't know why I am even talking to
well,
you.
Well, you're not.
Police knew the killer was insane. At night, he would stalk poor, unsuspecting campers. And as he would creep up upon their tents, he would whistle. And then he'd hack them to pieces with a machete.
Do I have a machete?
No.
Well, did they ever catch him?
Yeah, once. They handcuffed him. But he hacked off his own hand to escape. And now he has a hook, which he uses to kill his victims and drag their lifeless corpses along the bloody ground.
What happened to the machete?
You can't have one. Anyway, he was last spotted here in Lanford. The police have been searching for days. What was that?
What?
The whistling killer. Don't make a sound. We'll be safe in here.
Ah!
It's the hook!
Mom, I thought you were supposed to bring us something to eat.
Thanks. Did we scare you, DJ?
Yeah, he was scared you were going to hurt the hook guy.
Well, carry on.
All right, where was I?
I still don't get why Todd couldn't be here tonight.
Well, I'm here and we're having fun, aren't we?
Yeah, but he's my best friend.
Well, you guys got in trouble together.
So, when can we play together again?
Well, when you can prove you won't do it again.
How can we do that if we can't even play again?
Oh, hang on a minute, will ya? You're here.
Yeah, and I heard.
Who's he?
Well, Dan, if I go over there, you know, that's going to be like admitting I was wrong, you know, and I wasn't wrong.
Do it for the kids.
Oh, cut the telethon crap, Dan. Geez, I have to go over there and eat crow.
You'll be the better person.
Oh, all right. Well, tell him another story. I'll be right back.
Did I ever tell you about the killer who carried his own head around in a bowling bag?
No.
I'm a better person. I'm a better person. I'm a better person. Hope I don't kill her.
Roseanne?
Hi. I came to invite Todd to DJ's camp out.
Well, I don't know.
Well, I'm sure that we both said things that we regret.
I meant what I said.
Okay. I regret what I said, okay? Like, DJ really likes Todd, and to be quite frank, DJ doesn't have that many friends.
Well, maybe that has something to do with the attitude with which he was raised.
Well, now that's something to chew on. So, can Todd come?
Roseanne, I just wish I could be sure that when Todd is over there, he is receiving the same kind of supervision he would be getting here at home.
Okay, hey, I personally guarantee his safe return.
Well, as long as you're admitting that you are wrong.
Fine.
Okay. I'll just see if Todd wants to go. Todd.
Bye.
Well, you know, Kathy, just because we're neighbors doesn't mean we have to like each other.
No, we don't.
We don't even have to pretend.
No, I know.
But, you know, we shouldn't take it out on the kids.
Fine.
Okay.
Good night, Roseanne.
Good night, Needlebutt.
Thanks for helping me carry this thing in, Jerry.
Oh, no problem, neighbor.
Well, what do you think about Lanford, Jerry?
I think it's great. Yeah. Listen, you know what I like best of all? I mean, honest, for the first time in my life, I own a tree.
Wow.
No, listen, I'm going to let you in on something, Dan. This morning, when Kathy and Todd were still asleep, and I went out in the yard in my robe and my slippers, and honest to God, I hugged my tree.
I wouldn't tell that story down at the lodge, Jim.
Yeah, it looks good. It looks just like the one in my house. Like, but exactly.
Yeah, no. Roseanne saw it there. Now I have one.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. You're new here. But in a small town like this, when one man remodels, all men suffer.